Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, convict Trump or face dire democracy damage. That's from prosecutors yesterday in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Dire harm from Donald Trump's false and violent incitements will vex American democracy long into the future unless the Senate convicts and bars him from future office. The defense team takes over today, Alan, and the news this morning from CNN, three GOP senators meet with Trump's lawyer on the eve of the impeachment defense presentation. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Mike Lee of Utah were spotted going into a room in the U.S. Capitol that Trump lawyers were using to prepare for their arguments. They, of course, are jurors.
David, it defies the imagination how low these people can go. There's no question that we knew how they were going to vote. But now going in as sworn jurors and consulting with the defense is really just enough to make you cry because it says the whole thing is a big fabrication and a lie. Look, we do know the Democrats, the House representatives, the managers, did a phenomenal job. I was glued to the television. I didn't disagree with the single word that they said. I am not nearly as worried about Donald Trump running another time because he'll get slaughtered. History is not going to be kind to him. And any time you start saying somebody can't run, we forbid him a right to, it connotes that you may have some fear about him. I don't have any fear about this guy. I think he's a malignancy, a cancer on the American democracy, and we all know it. So they'll vote, and they'll be held responsible for their votes. Look, in some cases, they come from red states. They'll survive, no question. When they come from a purple state, a place where a Democrat or a Republican could win an election, or they could get thrown out in a primary. That's where they're going to have some real worries. I don't think that they understood what the managers did here. They built such a compelling case that it would be very hard to vote and have somebody walk up to them, and people will and are right now, and say, what are you doing? You know, it's so clear that he did this. He unleashed this mob, and people were killed and hurt. Police officers were threatened in a way that people who were always yelling and screaming about protecting police really have to shrug and say, what were you doing when you said it doesn't matter that he unleashed this mob? Because unleash them, he did, and everybody knows it. You'd have to be really without your physical and mental capacity not to understand that.
Yeah, and I guess as we head toward this expected acquittal, it won't much matter afterward as more evidence continues to come out. I mean, I'm just reading this morning, mounting evidence emerging indicates Trump may have been personally informed that Vice President Mike Pence was in physical danger during the January 6th Capitol siege just moments before he denigrated him on Twitter. And I've told you, it's amazing to me that Pence didn't invoke the 25th Amendment.
Come on, you know, look, we don't know what goes on between those two guys. He was picked to be vice president. And he was completely obsequious. I have absolutely no qualms about calling him out for what he did when he was vice president. But now, because he wouldn't break the law to the amount that this I have no low President Trump would go, he gets to play the hero to too many people. You reap what you sow, and he surely sowed a lot with the former president of the United States. So much so that when we say Donald Trump has no low, yeah, a case is slowly emerging that it is possible he wanted him dead because he didn't break the law for Trump. He knew that they were looking for him, and now we see that the Proud Boys and all of those other groups were acting in concert. They knew what they were doing. That's what happened.
Prosecutors made a major point about the danger of these groups. You referenced the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and others who are basically paramilitary groups that are bent on causing violence and destruction. We also have this opinion piece from the Washington Post, Dana Milbank. If Republican senators acquit Trump, they will own the violence that follows.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. They know who Trump is, and they know what Trump is. And that is what is so ugly about all of this, because the fact that they know it and they are ignoring their sworn duty as jurors in order to politically survive, it says more than anybody's going to want to know about these guys. And I believe, by the way, that they will pay for this politically.
Speaking of paying for it politically, a major story has broken through the New York Post. Cuomo aide admits they hid nursing home data so feds wouldn't find out. A growing number of Republican elected officials in New York are calling for investigations and for Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign after the New York Post reported on a leaked video from a closed meeting between Democrats and Cuomo's top aide earlier this week. The tabloid reported that Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa apologized to lawmakers for the political pressure they faced over the state's COVID-19 nursing home death numbers. DeRosa claimed the administration, which has faced widespread scrutiny in a report from the state attorney general Tish James over the statistics, withheld the information because then-President Trump was threatening a federal investigation.
Well, that's possible. Nevertheless, here's a good thing to say. Never, ever lie. Now, look, people will tell white lies. They will do what they have to do in order to avoid responsibility. But if you lie, and it comes out that you lied, you have undermined your credibility. Will Governor Cuomo resign over this? Absolutely not. He's been through many crises, and he will survive. His numbers, according to the pollsters, are excellent. Now, will he take a hit because of it in the polls? Probably. But in the end, he's not going to resign.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Well, I'm resigned to enjoy the weekend. I hope you all do, too. Thanks, Alan, as always.
And always dress in layers. And speaking of layers, WAMC needs its layers. And in fact, everybody who is listening right now who has made the station, who had a record-breaking fund drive, and who are keeping it going. So if you haven't done anything yet, take a check and stick it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Or even easier, go to WAMC.org and you're done. You made the station. Let's keep it going.